Manu Patra alert dated the 12th of February 2019. Supreme Court is referred to 7-judge bench issue of determining the correctness of minority status granted to Aligarh Muslim University. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has granted a week more time to NCLT Ahmedabad to decide over 42,000 rupee crore resolution plan submitted by ArcelorMittal for Detrid and SR Steel and asked NCLT to decide upon the matter by the 19th of February. Delhi High Court has held that the Board of Discipline, BOD, under the Chartered Accountants Act 1949 can proceed against a Chartered Accountant, CA, for acts of sexual harassment committed by him outside his professional capacity. Lok Sabha has passed interim budget for financial year 2019-2020. Supreme Court has held CBI Additional Director M. Nageswara Rao guilty of contempt of court for transferring the investigating officer heading the probe in Muzaffarpur shelter home case in violation of the orders of the court and sentenced him till the rising of the court. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, has held that a taxpayer can avail of the tax benefits where long-term capital gains arising on sale of more than one flat are invested or will be invested in one residential house in India, within the stipulated time. Supreme Court has observed that filing of successive applications for recall of a witness under Section 311 of the Code of Criminal Procedure should not be encouraged. Supreme Court has observed that if provocation was voluntary on part of the accused, it would not attract Exception 1 to Section 300 of Indian Penal Code. Supreme Court has declined plea for monitoring by Court of Investigations in Saradha Chit Fund Scam. Supreme Court has rejected a plea by West Bengal BJP to set aside Calcutta High Court's 2013 order which had banned use of loudspeakers in residential areas in state and also observed that children's studies are more important than election campaigns. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea by operational creditors of SR Steel, including Indian Oil Corporation, IOC, which had sought a stay in insolvency proceedings against the debt-laden company and allowed NCLT Ahmedabad to continue deciding on SR Steel insolvency case. Supreme Court has directed the National Commission for Minority, NCM, to take a decision within 3 months on a representation seeking laying down of guidelines for defining the term minority in context of state-wise population of a community. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has passed an order permitting 22 group companies of infrastructure leasing and financial services, IL&FS, that were able to meet all payment obligations, to service their debt obligations as per schedule. Delhi High Court has upheld validity of Sub-Rule 2 of Rule 3 of the Companies, Registered Valuers and Valuation, Rules, according to which no partnership entity or a company can be a registered valuer if it is a subsidiary, joint venture or associate or another company or body corporate. Madras High Court has directed authorities to obtain a written undertaking from organizers of meeting of any religious group that they would ensure that no speech offending or denigrating any other religion or their faith or their mode of worship or other practices associated with it will be made. Madras High Court exhorted temple authorities to start thinking of giving up self-torturing faith-based practices and said no God is expecting from anybody to torture his own body for atonement. Madras High Court has granted parole to a man to attend his son's engagement ceremony rejecting state's objection that attending engagement ceremony was not one of the enlisted grounds to give parole. Madras High Court has dismissed a petition seeking to allow moviegoers to take their own food into cinemas by saying no writ of mandamus can be issued to consider the plea. Madras High Court has passed an order stating that Tamil Nadu government should provide maximum subsidy to fishermen venturing into deep seas for GPS transponders.